the worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here.
It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Who's mud now?
Kara.
Oh, have you ever seen pictures of chug dogs?
Mickey.
Pee on yourself.
And Lazy E.
You got me so bad, I'm getting smart.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Our infrastructure has never been stronger. I say that after we just had a hiccup in the recording situation.
Yeah, we're running on three cylinders.
Oh, you got three whole ones?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm impressed. I'm running on, I don't know what's, I'm trying to think of a fraction.
Rubber bands and gum?
Basically. Yeah, okay. That's where I'm at right now. But welcome. I can hear the bells. Can you? It's a freak accident. A brand new episode is upon you. I'm going crazy.
Oh, my God. Stop that.
I'm going crazy.
No.
I'm having major problems here. Welcome. Our website is afreakaccident.com. Our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. And in case you can't spell, it's afreakaccident.com. Letter A, freakaccident.com. Mickey, don't roll your eyes at me. What are you even doing here? I thought you died.
I did.
Okay.
And then I got everybody else sick, so Then I had to make up for that.
Yeah, so there's three hosts here today. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E, and let me tell you, Daughtry kicks ass. Live.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Got a report there. And, hi, Mickey. Welcome back.
Hi.
After your
typhoid Mickey.
Plague.
Yeah.
After
your two-week hiatus. Well, the one week it was plague, and then it was work, which is its own plague.
It is, but it was because I had the plague, and then I gave the plague to everybody else that works.
Oh.
So I had to go work their shifts for them.
Domino effect.
You shouldn't have
to make up their work.
No, that is the way that works.
No, that isn't the way that works.
So
if I go to work and I get everybody sick, I don't have to go and then fill in their shifts. It's called a sick day.
Yeah, and who's supposed to work?
Oh. But I've never had to fill in, like, while I'm doing my job.
I don't know how any of this works. I barely ever take time off.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I mentioned the website, right?
Yeah.
I did do that? Okay. Because I've been trying to be, let's do the website at different times. It'll keep people on their toes.
No, it won't.
And right now, I barely exist a part of the fundamental reality that the rest of everyone shares. Because I am still dealing with not being able to sleep.
Oh, that's still going on?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I feel just awesome. Just great. I feel like a million bucks.
I hear the sarcasm oozing.
Yeah. It's like when I get to this point, like, not only am I yawning a lot, but I'm also barely conscious of what I'm saying or doing. It could mean anything. And the words that are coming out of my mouth may or may not even be pre-screened in my brain. They just could be flying out.
That's not good.
It's not good.
Not good at all.
When was the last time I swore? Was that last week?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it might have been. I don't know. One of those times when, like, I was getting very little sleep. Just, you know, swear words start flying around, cuss words. We're a family show, so that's not good.
No.
I don't know, you get a little glimpse inside the psyche of Crisco here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like my psyche is a grasshopper that's on fire on the surface of Pluto. That's what's in my brain right now.
That's tired thought, because that didn't make any sense.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
So it's freezing
and burning all at the same time.
Wait, is Pluto a planet or no?
I think they reverted it back to a planet.
I don't believe they did. That would be some news had they done that. But
I'm pretty sure they did.
Because can it go on Pluto, or is it not something?
Wow, you're critiquing.
You got that?
What was that? Yeah. That just came out of my head.
Let's try that again. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, guys. Wow, and you were critiquing me on being able to speak, and you said on Pluto or it not, or whatever it was.
No, I said, can it be on Pluto or is it not something?
That still doesn't make any sense.
If it's not something, it can't be on it.
Well, if it's not a planet, it's like a planetoid or a celestial object or name it whatever you want.
He used to call me celestial object in high school.
That's his new wave music experiment thing that he does. But yeah, no, Pluto, it'll always be a planet to me. Yeah, not going to board that train. It's got a moon. It's a planet. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Simple. But yeah, all that aside, I'm not sleeping good.
No.
So I'm going to limp my way through this show as best as I can.
I didn't sleep well on Friday because I was at the Wind Creek Event Center, so about hour 40 away from us.
Yeah, you want to talk about how like that place is getting all these big shows?
Oh, they're huge.
There's a bunch there. There's another one coming up, I saw. Yeah. Yeah, it's a casino, right? It's like a resort? Okay.
Yeah,
did you stay overnight?
There's your answer. It's a casino that gets money.
I drove back home and went to work the next day.
Ouch.
Yeah, no, it was Breaking Benjamin and Daughtry.
Oh, damn.
Daughtry is so good. If you just view him by American Idol, you're missing out.
Well, yeah.
He's done songs with Slash. He did a cover of the Deftones during it. He did, he has that cover of Separate Ways, which I'm really mad that Lizzie Hale didn't come out during that show. It's PA show, and I thought she would be there. But
is Hailstorm touring right now?
Yeah, they're going to be Come to the Mountain.
Oh, okay, well, that's cool. Yeah, I like Daughtry. I have, I think, all of his albums. I've been a big fan of his ever since day one. He's a talented dude.
Yeah,
and I mean, he's an entertainer more than anything.
That stage show was awesome.
Yeah,
I was going to say that's kind of important.
Yeah, you would think, but...
No, because I've seen... there's successful bands that aren't good at that.
Oh, like, no, I know.
Like Weezer?
It makes them better and more well-known when they can put on an actual show.
One of the more disappointing acts... Sorry, I didn't mean to...
No, go ahead.
But was Seether. Like, they literally just stand there.
Yeah.
That was what it was like for Weezer with me.
Yeah.
I was all excited, and they sound great.
Right.
But there's nothing happening. Like, maybe they'll have some smoke go off, but they're just standing there.
Yeah.
It's like they're not reacting to what's happening around them.
Right.
That was the thing. Like, Seether, if you ever watch, like, their music videos.
Oh, they're huge.
They're very animated in that. And then, like, on stage, they're just, like, standing.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I saw them when I was young. So, like, early 2000s. And they put on fairly good shows then, but they weren't big then. They were just getting into...
They were trying to fight for it.
Right. You know, so they were putting on good shows at that point in time. But yeah, now they probably do just, you know, do the music videos and make a thing.
They're not getting sleep either. So, like, we're just going to stand here and just strum on this guitar.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You paid. We already have your money.
Yeah. So what's... That's cool, though. Mickey, what's new with you? Anything fun and exciting in the last couple of weeks?
She found
a hidden Nazi lair at the one house she's working on.
What?
So we had to pull up the floor in the bathroom that I'm working on.
Uh-huh.
And there was three layers of floor. And the last layer that we pulled up, it looked real close to a swastika with red stars.
I wouldn't work on that house anymore because that's a secret that they have deep inside of them.
I mean, no, she just bought the house.
Yeah, right.
It's not her fault.
Was that one of the selling
points? She bought it from an Argentinian family.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You understand that
joke.
Yes,
I do.
Yeah, so that's exciting. She told me that story downstairs.
That's
fun stuff. Fun stuff you find.
Does she know the people that... she bought the house from, like, does she know them well?
No, but she does know them somehow, so through other friends.
Are they Nazis?
You never know. You never know.
Well, now they know.
You wouldn't know. You cannot see them.
Come on now.
Well, there's another bridge that fell down. You guys see that?
Oh, my God. That
what do you mean
horrible.
Another bridge?
The one down in Philly fell down. What was that, like a year
or two 95,
ago?
Oh, 95,
yeah. That was a major artery. And then another one in Baltimore.
That freaked me out. That boat lost power, so it lost control. And it lost it a couple times. And I watched the video, and you could see, like, one car makes it through, and the rest, just bad timing.
Yeah, well, they did say... when they finally got, like, all the information together, I guess because they were calling the Mayday, they knew the boat was going, people were stopping at the ends of the bridge and stopping cars. So it was not a lot of vehicles that got across the bridge.
Still some.
But imagine if they didn't. Like, how many cars would have been on that bridge?
I did notice that in the footage. I was like, huh, it actually looks like there's not many vehicles on the bridge at all. And then, I mean, but apparently there were still a number of lives that were lost. Like, that's
sure.
Just I mean, the thing is, I love how it sparked a conversation about the infrastructure situation in this country. And I'm like, a boat hit it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like it was just the bridge was rickety and old and
right.
It just fell down on its own. A
big ass boat hit it.
Literally the biggest boat that you could possibly imagine.
A 95 ton boat.
Yeah.
Hit a pillar.
I don't think it was 95 tons. It had to be way more than that. That thing was huge. It was one of those container ships carrying all sorts of shipping
more than
goods
95
and stuff.
Tons,
it's probably
whatever.
Like 95 million tons or something like that.
Yeah, whatever.
A lot
of weight.
Yeah, that thing's going to bump it, though. It's like, oh, we got to talk about infrastructure now. It's like, look, the infrastructure in this country is terrible. Like, if you ever go on that map, it's just all red everywhere. Wow. Like, especially look at Pennsylvania. Bad. Mm. But this isn't an infrastructure issue. Like I said, a boat hit it. Like, if a meteor crashed into a building, you wouldn't be like, oh, we got to revise the building codes. You know, obviously, this was a problem.
That whole incident ruined my life. Because I'm already afraid to drive over bridges.
Oh, yeah.
And whenever something like that happens, like when it happened on I-95 in Philly, for the next, like, couple months, if I go over a bridge. If I go over a bridge, I'm like, oh, my God, 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 oh, my God.
Well, even
I-95. Is that the Truman, what movie was that, where he panicked going over the bridge and couldn't get out of his bubble?
Bubble Boy? What?
No.
Truman Show?
Was it the Truman Show? I think that's what it was. He lived inside of a big dome.
Yes.
Yeah, it was Truman Show.
Yeah, and that was his way to escape was the bridge, but he was terrified of the bridge.
That's me.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see, even the I-95 bridge, though, that fell down because something was on fire underneath
Correct.
It. Again, it wasn't like it just collapsed. I mean, that's happened plenty, where like people are just
in Minnesota.
La-di-da.
That's where it happened.
Yeah.
Where it just fell.
Right.
La-di-da-di-da, kablooey. That's different than...
Which is a lot worse, because then you can't warn people.
Right. Well, that's an infrastructure issue.
Right.
When stuff is just collapsing.
Yeah, this was not that.
How many bad bridges do we got around here?
So many.
There's so... And they
Shut
all,
up!
There's literally...
I just said
just
this is freaking...
Just don't drive over any of them.
You can't avoid it sometimes.
Listen, as long as you don't have to go from east side to west side, you're fine.
All right. Well, I'm east side all day, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're over here now. This is west side.
Ah,
so
no.
You might as well just stay. Stay a while.
I'm going to stay forever.
I was going to say, like, all of 309 is a bridge. Sorry.
I'm just not leaving my house. After I get home, that's it. I'm locked up.
Literally, though, like that one in Pittston, they're like, oh, yeah, that's been shut down, for like three, four years
That's an infrastructure issue.
Yeah, well, that was hysterical because they held a dinner atop that bridge.
Yeah.
Like a day or two before they announced that it is structurally unsafe to hold any weight.
Yep. Yep.
And you just had hundreds of people out there for some dinner.
Whoops.
Why they did that, I don't know.
Why do you have a dinner on a bridge?
Pittston, man.
There's other places that do it, too. It's a thing.
Why?
I don't know. Pretty View?
No, it isn't. You're over a skunky river or whatever body of water.
He's not wrong about that. The Susquehanna? Come on now.
Yeah, the Susky is not a nice place.
Well, and then they just announced that other bridge down in Nanticoke. The one that connects Nanticoke to West Nanticoke is
defunct.
Yeah, defunct. They got to rebuild that. It's like literally almost every way to get from one side of the river to the other is vastly outdated.
They haven't taken care of them.
You're right.
They're going to fall apart.
Those bridges are old too. Those are those kinds with like the metal. They look like what would you call it? Like a Technic set, like a Lego Technics. You know, kind of like a weird...
Back to the Baltimore
That's
one.
That's the one.
Yes.
Thanks.
Back to the Baltimore one. I know it's not his fault, but the guy who is manning that boat has to feel like S right now.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Like, that's not going to be something that gets away from him very easily. That's going to be years and years of therapy.
Sure. Absolutely.
Sure. I mean,
he didn't kill people, but he was manning the boat that killed people.
You go down with the ship, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that boat... Well, that's the other problem, is it also... it collapsed access into the harbor too, right?
Sure.
Like, there's no way for anybody to get in there. And I was
or
reading,
out.
Yeah, it's like the ninth largest or busiest port or something in the continental U.S.
It's just another excuse to hold up, you know, goods.
There's immediately there was conspiracy
I
theories.
Saw.
This was all a plan. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah,
I
they
saw.
Killed people for you not to get your cereal. Yeah, Captain Crunch. Did it.
Well, technically that's what we could call the boat captain. Captain because he hit the bridge and crunch.
It was amazing watching the video though, like how quickly it just the whole thing fell. I was like, what? Like I would have expected you know, a chunk of it to fall, not the whole, because it's like a mile long
bridge.
It's a very long bridge.
Yeah, and it just collapsed.
But well, the one side, the way it was positioned on the pier, it teetered. It went up and then came down. And I was like, oh, I'm like, so this is like a weird structure all on its own, just the way that they had it designed, that it just took out the rest of the bridge instead of only taking out a section of the bridge.
It's a really like, it's fast. It's very, it's almost like elegant watching it fall down, like it's mesmerizing because it is like a very like, you know, woo.
I can't watch it.
Well, it reminds me about the information. I forget what bridge they built and then they had to rebuild, but they did it in a much deeper cavern where the winds blew a lot. So they built this bridge not realizing that it was going to cause the bridge to sway so much that it would just collapse on itself. So they had to reconfigure how they were going to build it. But that was back in the 50s, and I can't remember what the name of the bridge was.
The Golden Gate?
Maybe? It might have been. Was that built twice?
Email us, freaks at a freakaccent.com.
Who's a history person? School, me. Yeah.
Everybody.
Give us all...
Nobody needs to school you right now. You're sleeping.
You're right, yeah. I'm
yeah, all, this isn't even happening.
All of this is a dream, and it's not even a good dream. But,
sorry.
What?
What? Man,
this is an amazing dream.
I mean, you're in it, so I guess that's true.
Thank you.
Sorry. So moving on. We got other things to talk about. This is a show. This show was produced entirely by Lazy E, so it is straight from the mind of madness. We've got. Do you have sunshine guilt?
Ooh.
I don't know what that is.
Neither
we're gonna find out.
Yeah. We got a man with a very unique name. He's running for president.
Clever.
He may be the best choice.
Uh-oh.
I'd say so.
Okay.
May get a little political in that segment.
No.
No, you don't need to.
It's a political segment.
Just
though.
Go to sleep.
It involves...
Yep, you're going to take a nap
El Presidente.
In that segment.
And, oh, that would be lovely. If
right,
I could sleep.
That.
If I could sleep, it would be great to take a nap if I was capable.
Just punch him. Just knock him out.
I said, get like a very large mallet. I just need somebody to crack me right square in the middle of the back of my skull. Just put me out of my misery.
I was just going to say, that's going to kill you.
Exactly.
Okay.
The big sleep.
Yeah.
We got, you heard the expression, don't poop where you eat. Okay, so if you're in love with a coworker... Well, it might be because of something.
There's a new term.
A little psychological phenomenon.
Right.
Might be triggering that. Mickey, you in love with anybody at the depot?
Oh, hell no.
Getting down at the depot.
Yeah. And you know that bully from school? Bad news. Not going to tell you what the bad news is until we get there.
They're winning. Again.
Damn it. Can I just win one? Just one time, I want to win something.
Nope.
I want to be the victor just one time.
Yeah.
You win at getting no sleep.
Ah.
She's not wrong.
You're a winner.
She is not wrong. I am a winner, winner, chicken dinner. No. I had chicken for dinner last night. It was lovely. Breaded.
Hey. Back on track.
Yeah, okay.
Back on track.
All right.
And this show is brought to you, is fueled by Parlor Beverages.
Parlor is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever gulp down. But Parlor isn't just soda. It's a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off the nostalgia of yesteryear. They're edgy and experimental. And they have something for everybody with three delicious and unique flavors available now. Root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
What? Oh, right. So, yeah. Merchandise. That's the other thing Parler does really well. Their merch is super cool. I always love their shirts. I love that Don't Do Coke shirt. That's like one of my favorites.
Yeah.
They got some other cool merch on there. They got like Combs playing cards. Like
bottle openers.
Yeah, yeah. So you got to have one of those so you can open your parlor bottles no matter where you are at any time. Conveniently fits in your pocket. It's sleek. It's also made of steel. So if you needed to defend yourself against somebody, you can stab them in the eye with it.
Nope.
It's a really, really, really great multi-use piece of equipment there. Along with some other cool things.
Opens up a bottle of root beer.
It does that too. Very well, I might add.
That's it. So stop whatever you're doing, especially if you're going to stab somebody with a bottle opener. And go to drinkparlor.com right now to order the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself. Parlor ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to you wherever you are. And right now, listeners to A Freak Accident can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where A Freak Accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect.
I know.
Can't be getting Len on the show.
Excuse me.
No excuse for you.
So, oh, you like my egg?
It's a squishy egg.
I got a squishy egg.
Back on track.
He's just like, I just pulled this out of thin air like a magician.
I know. Where did that come from?
The both of you are like hypnotized. Ooh, watch. There you, now you see it. Now you don't.
Oh, boy.
I did see it in your other hand. So that's a lie.
Yeah. So what's sunshine guilt? I don't know. Is it like when we have sunshine here and my sister is covered in snow in Minnesota? Do I feel sunshine guilt over that?
No. I get where you're thinking.
Yeah.
But this is something I definitely do and I get. I just didn't know it had a term.
It probably just made up. Somebody made it up like recently because.
Yeah.
This is from the New York Post. It is trending. A lot of people say they've dealt with it. Sunshine guilt. Okay. It's when there's a string of days with bad weather, then it's sunny, but you just don't feel like going out. Early spring is prime sunshine guilt season.
So, all these days where you can't be outside, then there's a day you can be outside and you don't do it.
Yeah, that doesn't happen to me.
That happens to me. I think about it, like the sun will be going down and I'll be like, I really should have been outside.
Yeah. Mickey doesn't live in a, she owns a house, she doesn't live in it. She has a hut in the dirt out back.
Mm-hmm. That allows me sunshine.
Right. It's a greenhouse.
I play in the dirt all day. It's fine.
So she's able to channel the power of the sun.
Then why do you still look like paste?
I don't know.
Yeah, are you able to tan?
I do, yeah.
When? Do you have to, like, jump into fire?
I usually wear a pound of sunscreen.
Why?
So I don't get cancer?
Cancer? I hardly knew her.
Damn it, you stole what I was going to say.
So yeah, that's apparently what sunshine guilt is. It's not taking advantage of a sunshiny day.
Yeah. But like, how many people really get that option? Because most of us are at work during the day.
Yeah.
No, but especially now when it gets lighter later, you have those moments, especially like once we get in June and July and it's light until like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and I'm outside all day.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I spend a lot of time on my patio in the nice weather.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll sit out there, I'll read, you know, I'll smoke a cigar, I'll, you know, whatever.
Yeah, outside, not in the house.
Yeah, not inside.
That's
what you need. You need a patio.
Well, I do. And I have a deck.
Then why don't you use it?
Well, I have been because I got a new propane fire pit.
There you go.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And it's been great because what it does now... When it gets dark, like it starts getting to night, the sun's going down, it takes the chill out of the air.
Sure.
It's perfect.
Pretty nice, right? I told you you'd like it.
I love it.
Told you. So it's loosely related to other trendy terms like FOMO, bed rotting, which we've talked about.
Yes.
Although I don't remember exactly what that is. Is that the one where you
stay in bed all day?
Right. Okay. And herkle-derkling.
Herkle-derkling.
You have to look that up.
So I feel like...
You got to look that up, even though I don't know what you're going to get in Google Images. But
I can't wait to find out. Herkeldurkling. It seems like that's like what the noise I make when it's like 1:30 in the morning and I still haven't fallen asleep. Mm. I'm just laying there on my couch going, Herkeldurkle!
Are you looking it up?
It seems like Gen Z just came up with, well, let's see. Herkeldurkle is an old Scottish term for when it's time to get up, but you stay in bed anyway.
Oh. I Herkeldurkle every weekend.
It even says, I was late for work because I Herkeldurkled for a solid 20 minutes today.
I'm telling my boss that. Oh, man, I just was Herkeldurkling.
Most days I do Herkle that Durkle. I Herkle it pretty hard.
We all Herkeldurkle.
I'm elbow deep in Durkle with some Herkle.
Anybody who says they don't Herkeldurkle, they're lying.
Yeah.
Everybody Herkeldurkles.
That's right. Yeah, it's like, you know.
It happens.
Yeah. Your sunshine guilt might cut deeper if you check social media and see your friends out enjoying the nice weather.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just don't want to just go outside.
No, but if it's already the end of the sunshine.
Mm. Yeah, if it's the end of the night.
Yeah.
And then you see all these people, they were in their pools, they're out on the deck grilling, and yeah, then you
hiking.
Did nothing.
Says a woman on TikTok is blowing up after she said she was having a perfectly okay day indoors until her sunshine guilt ruined everything.
Mm.
I mean, I have had days like that where it's like a nice day outside and I just don't go out.
Sure.
You know, like I either got too much to do inside or like I'm working.
Or you just want
to
relax.
Yeah. Or I'm playing video games. Like I don't have my freaking console outside.
You're Herkeldurkling.
Yeah. I mean, I do. Yeah. You can Herkeldurkle outside though. If you got like a patio or a couch.
Neighbors.
Yeah. But like, you know, they've seen me do way worse than Herkeldurkle. I assure you.
I don't want to know.
I've got windows that face the street.
What? We're talking about sleeping.
Uh-huh.
Mickey, mind your own business, okay?
God, we just said the definition and you're just taking it somewhere else, Mickey. That's your fault, not us. You've got the bad mind.
Mm-hmm.
Let it never be said that Mickey is not imaginative. Look at the way her eyes glazed over when I mentioned that.
That's because she's dead inside.
Yes. That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she's the bag of bones.
Yeah.
Remember last week we were trying to figure out who's the blood and who's the bones?
Yeah. Of the show.
Of the show.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely bones.
Dem bones, them bones.
That could mean a couple of different things, and I like all of them.
Yeah, so no, people should not feel guilty for not going outside
yes, they
when it's
should.
Sunny.
Yes, they should.
Do you, Mickey, ever Herkeldurkle?
Once in a while.
So you'll have
usually, like not too bad.
You don't really have like a bed day ever, like where you just lay around and not do anything.
When I have the plague,
oh,
I did
right.
that for 2 days
yeah,
straight.
You did. You did stay in bed for.
And here's a funny story for that. So I attempted at least a couple times a day to get myself out of bed, take a walk around because like my muscles were so sore.
Yeah.
So the one time that I decide to leave the porch, go around the yard, come back in the house, my boss calls me. And murderer can't find me. He's like, she was just here. I don't know where she was.
She apparated. That weird mummy turned completely to dust.
I'm like, I've been stuck in the house all day. And the 1 minute that I decided to leave and go do a little walk to like get myself out and moving.
Ain't that just the way? Like, I swear to God, that was like years ago. I was waiting for an important call and I was on or I was trying to get through and I was on hold all day. And I left at the end. It was like, hey, well, you know, hours are over, so leave a message and somebody will call you tomorrow. So I was like, all right, well, whatever. So like, I left a message, put my phone down, went and took a shower. While I was in the shower, they called me back. I'm like, they said tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they called back and they're like, all right, well, we couldn't get a hold of you, so you're going to have to call back again tomorrow and wait in the queue again because, you know, now that we tried and didn't get you.
You have to wonder, was that like AI? Like, do they just automatically do it? You leave a message and they're like, ha ha, we'll just have the robot call you back.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. Either that or it's like, I swear, when I try to do things, my name comes up and they're like, this guy, F him. Mm-hmm. Make sure that we make it as hard as possible. So, yeah, if you've got sunshine guilt or you're Durkling that Herkle, freaksatafreakaccident.com or something. So, who is this guy running for president? Why does he seem so appealing?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Okay.
Here's what listeners are saying about a freak accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
George Washington was the first, you see. He once chopped down a cherry tree.
President number two would be John Adams, and then number three.
Tom Jefferson stayed up to write the Declaration late at night. So he and his wife had a great big fight.
This thing's like 3 minutes long.
I'll listen to the whole damn thing. It's Animaniacs, dog. I'm okay with it.
How many presidents does it cover?
All of them. It does. That point.
Well, at that point, it was probably up to Clinton.
Yeah, Clinton.
Yeah. It's got a good beat to it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. How many presidents can you name?
Not a lot.
No? I can go, if I can start with the current one, I can work my way backwards. I think
I have no idea what order they go in.
Yeah, I think I can go back to like the 1920s. I can get all the way to Coolidge, I think.
That's cool. Idge.
It is kind of Coolidge. Anyway. So there's a new presidential candidate in town. From WFAA, which is surprisingly not Florida. this is Texas.
Okay.
They do it different in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. Another state where the, to quote Lewis Black, another state where the sun is too close to the tops of people's heads. a lot of people wish they could vote for literally anybody else in the election this year. Well, now you can.
They always could.
No, they literally can. Go ahead.
Thanks for that lead-in.
No problem.
A 35-year-old math teacher in Dallas just announced he's running for president after changing his name to literally anybody else.
Oh, my.
First name literally, middle name anybody, last name else. That guy has a rap career waiting for him when this falls through. Good Lord. That's incredible.
L-A-E.
There you go.
Yo, yo.
First name literally, middle name anybody, last name else. He intros every song like that. Shawty! a judge who didn't find it very funny ultimately signed off. So ultimately, your opinion didn't matter.
Nope.
So shut up and just put the thing in the thing.
Yeah.
Let him,
he's
let him,
allowed to change his name.
Let him lean with it. Let him
and there's
rock
nothing
with
wrong
it.
With the name. It's not offensive.
Yeah. Somebody would say that it is. I'm sure.
Whatever.
People will find offense with freaking anything. So it's official. He even got a new driver's license. With his brand new name on it. Apparently, we got a picture here of the license. We'll maybe post this on social media, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, look how happy he looks.
Oh, he looks like a gem. He looks like he's from Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just Texas.
His signature doesn't match his new name. You notice that? That definitely doesn't say literally anybody else.
No, that says two words that might say Pam Z.
Mr. Else.
Yeah.
Now he sounds like a Bond villain if you phrase it that way. Mr. Else. Filed the necessary paperwork with the Federal Election Commission. He's currently trying to get on the ballot in Texas as an independent. People in other states would have to vote for him as a write-in candidate.
Right.
So he'd no chance of winning. He's just in it for the memes.
He's in it. He did that just to make a point that it could... Just don't vote for those two.
Sure, absolutely.
And literally anybody else. He doesn't want people to vote for him. And he's also 35. Literally the first year he had a chance to do this, he did it.
Good.
Good for him, yeah, I guess. I mean, you know, he's not going to win, and now you're left with a
maybe
stupid...
Maybe he does.
That would be awesome.
I mean, I would be legitimately surprised.
At this point, anything can happen.
She's not wrong about that.
No,
I would say that it can't get crazier, but anymore.
It can.
Yeah, I don't test that anymore. I don't do it, especially on this show. Remember that old thing where like we say things and things tend to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, bus. I'll be waiting in the street.
Money.
You don't get that.
My wallet will be waiting.
The Powerball's still pretty high.
Yeah.
The Mega Millions, somebody won it in New Jersey.
Bastards.
1 point something billion.
Damn it.
A poll this month asked people who they trusted to lead the country, Trump, Biden, or neither. 30% said neither. 30%. That is almost
so
one third.
30% of the population is smart enough to know that this is wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
I still have hope for humanity.
Still, out of that 30%... I'll say 98% of that 30% will still vote for Trump or Biden.
It's probably not 98%, but it is a significant portion.
You know what I mean? Like, it's way too many to that don't realize there are other options.
Yeah, there are.
I mean, yeah, do they have a chance at winning? Probably not.
No, well, because those other options are never serious enough to be taken seriously. The Green Party, the Libertarians. I say that as somebody who considers himself a Libertarian.
Mm.
Just, no. You know what I mean? Like, it always comes down to those two. And, like, I don't like the binary or the false binary. And, like, very rarely do I follow it. But you're right. It's just, you know, that's what most people fall into, either one camp or the other.
And then they play it like a football team.
Right.
They don't go by issues. They go by, well, this guy's on my team. I'm voting for him.
Mm.
Or as they say on the news, issues.
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 Apparently, Mr. Else is an Army vet, so he's got that on his resume. He says his campaign is less about winning and more about sending a message.
See? I knew it.
Yeah, he is, quote, people should have the option to vote for someone who resembles and represents them, not the lesser of two evils. I agree with the sentiment. 100%.
Well, at one point in this country, you didn't vote for a lesser than two evils. You actually voted between candidates.
Right.
Now we're voting between, well, which one won't kill us that fast?
There really isn't a good choice either. And like I've said this, I've been saying this for years, and people will disagree with me and they'll tell me, you know, you've got to vote for the lesser of two evils to save us.
No, you don't got to vote.
No,
you
right.
Literally
that's,
don't.
That's literally where I come down. You know, it's I'm not going to play that game.
I never
do anymore. It's like, I'm not going to do that both. And I don't.
There's the politic risk.
Yeah, he's like, he's slipping out. You know, he's oozing out of the area between my toes. He like hides
the webs.
Yeah, he hides under my tongue. And you know, like sometimes when you yawn really big and like a splatter, a spit comes out, and you just see it land on like, the paper in front of you.
Why is your tongue that close to your toes?
Listen, you leave what is my business my business. How about that?
Gross.
Yeah, my
gross.
Rub these wet feet all over your face. His name before he changed it was Dustin Ebby.
Oh, good thing he changed his name.
Lacey, not a fan of that one.
Although it would have been a great thing. He could have got somebody change his name to Flo, and he could have been Ebby Flo.
Yeah. If he doesn't win, it sounds like he plans to go back to his original name. Can you do that?
Yeah.
You can just flip-flop like that?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you're going to pay for it, but
how much does it cost?
I don't know. What is it, like $1,500 or something?
Oh, my God. That's a grotesque amount of money.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. But, yeah, you could change your name as much as you want. Think about people who get divorced.
Yeah, you're right. But the possibilities now are endless. Mm. What could I do? Who could I be?
No.
The mind races. I got to start writing some things down. There's a chance he runs again in 4 years. He just turned 35. It's the first time he's old enough, so he's got time.
Sure.
Why don't you just enter politics?
Nah, that's just going to
that costs lots of money.
Does that cost? Oh, yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's why a lot of these independents don't get very far, because they don't have the money.
Right, yeah. That's the other thing nobody ever realizes, is like all the Republicans, all the Democrats are all the rich.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So like when people on one side say things like my side represents the middle class.
No, they don't.
They never do, ever. Not a single bleeding one of them up there represents that crap.
No.
Burn it all.
No. Here we go. We're going to stop.
Who said it? I didn't even say anything.
Yes, you did.
You're hearing things. You're hearing maybe subliminal messages, maybe anything else. Who knows what it might be? It might just be the wind blowing.
No, that was definitely your mouth.
Sometimes there's mice crawling in the walls in this house.
What?
Burn it all down.
No.
Your house?
What?
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 Hey?
Where am I?
So what are we talking about
next? Am I still dreaming? Am I awake? Pinch me, Mickey.
Oh, this is her moment. You could have went better.
I probably could have.
I feel nothing, so it doesn't matter either way. Something? Oh, are you looking to get sleazy with somebody in the workplace?
Nope.
Well, good. You got a good reason for it, and we'll explain why next on A Freak Accident.
If you need to listen to a freak accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
It's fitting.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place. Oh, wait, no, that's wrong.
Yeah. No.
Saying something totally different.
Yeah, this is The Office.
Yeah, you're right. I knew that.
What were you saying?
Sinatra.
Okay, I was like, what is that? I just thought you made up words to The Office thing.
or the Piano Man. I'm not sure what he was doing.
Sing us a song, you're the Piano Man. Sing us a song tonight.
Yeah, you know what my favorite song is? Master of Puppets by Metallica. Master! Master!
Master of Puppets, they're pulling your strings.
All right.
What is happening right now?
I'm falling into his madness.
Sanitarium!
Oh, right. My.
So, from the New York Post.
Again.
Yeah.
That starting to like the New York Post now.
That New York mail system is really on top of the...
No, it's just one big post in the middle of New York.
Yeah.
They put news on there.
Okay. All right, yeah. I don't know why. We were driving up north a couple years ago. Totally sidetracking here. There's a town up there called Painted Post. That just sounds filthy, doesn't it?
It does.
What do you think the strip clubs are like in Painted Post?
It's like noon here.
Yeah, right. all right, so it's asking if this has ever happened to you, or if you think this is a real phenomenon. So, the term office goggles is trending after somebody posted about it on TikTok. I love how all these stories are circling around TikTok, too.
Always.
Man, TikTok ain't desperate to save itself from the coming destruction that it faces at the hands of a bunch of nimrods in the government. Mm-hmm. What do I smell? Is it
back to the story?
Is it my mic? Okay. So it's like beer goggles, it says.
Okay.
So we're all familiar with beer goggles.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yes.
Lazy E, have you been there in your past?
Oh,
your
yes,
sordid
I have.
Past? Mickey, have you ever been there? I know you don't drink, but you have drank before.
Yeah, but not to the point where like things get skewed.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the thing. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily that the beer, like when you're intoxicated, that it like makes people seem better looking so much as it lowers your inhibitions.
Correct.
So it's like, oh, what you might have like been like, maybe I shouldn't. Now you're going to be like, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
It's one night.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And hey, you know, when the lights are off.
Exactly.
Who can tell? So... it's like beer goggles, but just at work and there's no booze required. They're calling it office goggles. It's when you fall for someone at the office, even though you'd never look twice if you passed them on the street.
It's because, and I read some of this article, it's because you spend so much time with them.
Sure.
And talking with them, you kind of build this relationship and you...
As you should.
But your mind gets confused that you like them. But you don't.
You start to see them as attractive, maybe more attractive than you might think in more of a vacuum kind of situation.
Yeah.
Or less of a vacuum kind of situation.
Yeah, but like when you communicate with anybody for a good amount of time, you're going to have an attraction to them. That's the problem with people dating is they don't freaking communicate.
Okay.
Mickey just admitted she's attracted to us.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, yeah, she did.
Mickey, it's fine. I'm not happy about it either, but it's a reality we must face.
Yeah. Just don't, when we go down those stairs, just don't be staring at my ass.
Yeah.
I'm not a piece of
He's
meat.
Fishing for compliments now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she doesn't have to. I will, though.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah. I've been doing that for years. Since what, 2012? Something
not
like that.
Not a piece of meat, and you can't check out those meatballs. That's right.
How does angel hair fit into this? There's some
no, it fits in exactly the way you think.
So, it's when you fall for... You never look at the... Been on Urban Dictionary since 2006, so it's not exactly new, but people are just now learning about it, I guess.
Well, it's because someone brought it into social media.
Right.
You know, I dated somebody, like one of my good friends now I dated, and we just found out we're just... good friends.
Right.
And that's because of office goggles. Well, we worked at a restaurant, but same idea. We just talked to each other constantly and hung out with each other that right. we just decided to give it a go.
I also think it might be kind of sort of the thing, like, you see good-looking people around, like, when you're going out on the street or you're, like, you're at a concert or something like that. You know, you see good-looking people, but, like, the odds of anything happening with that, it's like impossible, you know. It's yeah. like next to zero.
You don't know that unless you go and talk to
well,
them.
Well, you're right, but I mean, like, in those kinds of situations, you know, random stranger, mostly unlikely. However, somebody that you're with all the time, I think that, like, raises the odds that you think, like, that you're gonna have for, you know what I mean, like, it's just regular exposure makes it seem like
it's more plausible.
Yeah, yeah, it's because, like, people tend to make those connections in places where they are frequently. Like, it's rare that, like, you have, like, a meet cute,
actually. Well, because familiar to them.
Right, yeah. But I'm saying, like, you know, it's like, you know, people talk about, like, the meet cute. You know, mm-hmm. like, oh, like, you know, I was coming out of the friggin' hair salon or whatever, and, like, I slipped on a patch of ice and landed in this guy's arms, and it was love at right. first sight. Okay, like, do those things happen? I'm sure they do. But, like, most people end up hooking up with people that they know.
Yes.
Which, like, just because you're not going to go up to a stranger and randomly, you know, make small talk and have it lead to something serious in most situations. It's going to be somebody that you know, somebody that you're, you know, you're mutually acquainted through a friend or somebody you work with, somebody you see at the grocery store all the time or whatever the case might be. Like, it's usually something like that.
Like, none of my relationships have worked that way.
So how did you meet half of the people that you were with then? Like, how did you meet? Well, Murd was in the band with you.
Well, right, Murderer was in the band, so that was
that's
the exception.
Kind of what we're talking
but
about
that was
here.
The exception to the rule.
But look at
for
that,
most
though.
Of them.
That's the one that worked out,
and that was the one that we didn't think was going to work out. There's the irony there. We knew it
but,
was a bad
idea. But
that's
office goggles.
Basically, yeah,
kind
that's
of,
what I'm
but
saying.
Not because
well, yeah,
because
it worked out.
Right, exactly. No, but, like, most of the people that I dated that I was with for a good period of time were very odd situations. Like, nothing to do with work. Usually I would meet them, you know, on a job site and they were working somewhere else. Like, the one guy that I dated worked at a coffee shop that I frequented because, like, that's where I was for work.
Okay.
It was just very odd situations. But because I communicated with them and we got to talking in those little blurbs, eventually you get to know that person a little bit more and a little bit more, but it's dating.
I would
argue that's what it is. You're going out and you're seeing this person multiple times until you
yeah.
find something in common, and then you make that decision. It's not like an immediate...
Yeah, I would argue that even that, though, is kind of what I'm talking about, though. Like, if you were going to the same coffee shop all the time and seeing this person regularly, that's already falling into, like, they're not a stranger. Like, there's a...
But then nobody would be a stranger, because if you continually talk to them, then you know them.
I don't talk to every single human being that I see. That would be insane.
I do.
Do you?
Yep.
Does it take up a lot of your time?
It does. Why do you think I have to be out of here so early? I got to go to Wegmans and make up on a couple.
Urban Dictionary defines it as similar to beer goggles, but caused by a contained area like an office. They claim repeatedly seeing the same person can raise their score an average of 2 points. So if they're a 7 on the street, they'll be a 9 at work.
Okay.
7 on the street, a 9 on the printer. Yeah, that's right.
What that... How that ass scan. Since making a move on a coworker can be dicey, advice by this TikToker is be mindful of it. Be especially careful if you're hitting up happy hour today. Office goggles and beer goggles together are
disaster.
A dangerous combo.
Equal
yeah.
baby in 9 months.
Yeah. I mean, my thing is always just like, you know, you just don't crap where you eat.
Sure.
Just don't do it. We've all been there, I think. You know, yes. Most of us have made that mistake, and you learn quick not to do it again because it just needlessly complicates things.
Well, yeah, because when you break up, then you're there.
Right.
You don't get that time apart.
Yeah.
You have to be coexisting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why, like, I'm also iffy on, like, dating within a friend group too.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, you could be friends after. You know what I mean? Like, you date someone and maybe, like, she meets your friend and then it doesn't work out, but you all decide to be, like, just mutuals or whatever.
Right.
But, like, I don't think, like, oh, we've been friends for most of our lives, let's try dating. That's recipe for disaster.
Well, because then you're going to break up the group.
So I'm saying.
Correct.
It breaks up the group.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's equivalent to, like, crapping where you eat, basically. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do it. Don't do that. Talk up the barista.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're interesting. Everybody's interesting in their mm-hmm. own way, you know. So, I don't know. So they collect lint from between their toes. There I am going with the toes again.
What is wrong with you?
You got a fetish?
Feet on the mind.
Are you watching that new Nickelodeon thing? Because that follows that a lot.
Yeah, that's right. The Nickelodeon logo was a foot the whole time.
Oh.
And the guy, because he has a foot fetish.
Ooh.
Of course. Yeah. It all makes sense. Now it makes sense. All the time I spent watching Nickelodeon when I was a kid, that's where it comes from.
Okay.
No wonder I like sucking Hello Nurse's toes.
Jesus. You said it so, like, deep. I don't know. It's just like, oh. No wonder I like doing that.
Yeah.
If you snorted at the end, it would have made it worse. I'm sucking on them toes.
Yeah.
Give me those piggies.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy went to the watering hole.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh, this has to be the end of the show, right?
Please.
No, we got one more thing to talk
about.
Really? Yeah,
we have time for that after that?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We got time for whatever we want. We can do anything.
No.
I mean, I'm dreaming. All of this is not even real. I'm asleep and all of this is a dream, so none of it matters anyway. I can say whatever I want.
No, you can't.
I can talk about slurping on any appendage that I'd like, and you can't do anything to stop it.
So what are we talking about next? Because I'm scared.
We got how's the bully from school? How are they doing these days?
You're going to be very disappointed when you find out.
Yeah, you want to see their toes?
No.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
Three Days Grace.
No. Shine Down.
Oh, crap.
Close.
I know it was one of those.
Well, this is where we talk.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. Okay. So this is from The Guardian, this story. Have you ever gone on Facebook to look up that old bully from high school?
Yes.
You have?
No. Did I have a bully in high school?
You were the bully,
I probably was.
Yeah. So everybody's looking you up.
To be honest, I was the person that everybody came to with problems.
Why?
I have no idea.
Well, you have no empathy whatsoever.
I don't get it at all. It never made sense to me.
I'm not sure you could actually figure out feelings.
I cannot.
She hasn't felt a feel in her whole life.
Felt a feel.
Yeah, there's no love, obviously. There's no hate. There's just nothing.
Is it
just
really a
void.
Bad way to be?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It works fine.
So she probably was a roundabout bully because she was giving all those people terrible advice.
Yeah, they're like, my mom died.
Suck it up.
Yeah.
So people are looking up Mickey.
Okay.
Yes.
So are you doing better than most of your classmates?
Probably.
Or worse?
I don't know. No. I didn't really look. A couple kids found me, but I didn't really like look at their profiles or anything. I was just like, and it took me a minute when they friend requested me. I was like, who is this person? And then I was like, a couple days later, I was like, oh, I'm like, I went to high school with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the thing. If you're looking up the old bully on Facebook, trying to see how their life panned out, maybe don't.
Mm-mm.
A new study spanning 50 years
uh-oh.
Found bullies tend to earn more than the kids they abuse.
Sounds about right.
Great. Awesome.
You got to step on people to make your way up.
Here's the thing, though. That is pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody gets anywhere without stepping on the throat of somebody else.
Yeah.
A team in England tracked 7,000 people born in 1970. They looked at how their teachers assessed their social and emotional skills when they were 10 years old. They then checked back when those kids were in their mid-40s. In general, the ones who got bullied were making less than the kids who bullied them. So it challenges the idea that bullies eventually get what they deserve. There's no justice.
No.
There is no justice. There is no recourse in this universe. It is cold and uncaring, and we are all spiraling toward oblivion.
I don't know. I'm fine.
Yeah, because you're the bully.
Yeah, yeah. You're the one sitting on top of this.
I almost called you an a-hole. Like, without making it.
It would have bleeped. Yeah, we would have had to bleep it. Yeah. Yeah, Mickey sits atop a pile of dead bodies.
Yeah, that she climbed her way to the top.
Yeah, how do you think she ended up being a business owner at one point? It only lasted like 2 months, but it was still...
2 months. 5 years. 5 years.
On and off.
God.
On and off. Very on and off. That thing was plugged
Emphasis
in.
On the off.
Yeah, that thing was plugged in, unplugged, and plugged back in again multiple times. Researchers think... It's because teachers, at least in the 80s and 90s, may have created an environment that catered to kids who were more aggressive. Yeah, it's called cronyism. Mm. Crony capitalism. That's what it is. Take advantage of people and you'll get ahead. That's literally the mantra.
I mean, welcome to capitalism.
Crony capitalism.
It's just capitalism.
No, it's cronyism.
They just take advantage of people. They go, oh, you're dumb enough to buy this? Okay, we'll make more.
Yeah, it's more like... Yeah.
Mm.
Well, it's I'm not gonna go political. I'm not even gonna argue. I could sit here. I can sit here all day. But like in my current state,
you're not gonna make sense.
I also think I'm losing my sense of smell, but because I can only
maybe
smell
you have
that
COVID.
Can I only smell?
Are you getting sick?
No, I don't think so.
Are we all gonna get COVID?
I can only smell that smell that I smelled before. That's all I can smell right now. I don't know.
Is
what
it toast?
Is.
Are you going to have a heart attack?
Are you drunk?
Drunk sexy.
What? I don't know. That doesn't even make sense. Drunk sexy.
Research. Oh, I already read that part. It's possible that our classrooms are competitive places and that the children apt to win that competition with aggression. They then take that through to the workplace where they continue to compete aggressively for the best paid jobs.
Well, duh.
Teachers stepping in and stopping the bullies did at least make a difference, though. The bullied kids' earnings rose about 5% when that was the case. So when the bullies were allowed to bully mercilessly, they excelled. When they were reprimanded for their bullying, things kind of leveled off a little bit.
Mm.
I don't know what that tells us.
Tells us that there's awful people in this world.
Yeah. Yeah, can you imagine being the sick freak wearing that lab coat, conducting this study, watching these kids get kicked in the face and just being like, yeah.
Yeah, I know who's going to give me money. The kicker.
You're just letting it happen. You're just casually observing this.
Let's think about it. The person in the lab coat was probably a bully in school.
You're right. Yeah. I half want to believe... The conspiracy is that this whole thing was just so that they could bully a bunch of kids in a roundabout way. Kind of like a backdoor to more bullying. Like, yeah, we'll encourage this to use it as the experimental group.
If it's a really hairy person bullying them, is it a woolly bully?
Why?
Woolly bully. Oh.
I think his lack of sleep is rubbing off on you.
Bully, bully.
Bully, 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 rocking everywhere.
Yeah.
Are we done?
Bullies on a parade.
Yeah, we're pretty much finished. Pretty much wrapped up.
Okay.
I can't feel my face. All right.
Oh, boy. I'm not sure if I wanted to say oh my or oh boy.
Oh, she said
she was singing Volbeat.
All right. So, yeah, whatever. This episode's over. But we'll be back next week with another new episode.
Yes.
And maybe your return.
Maybe. We'll see.
Things are...
Don't get everybody's hopes up.
Things are thanging. That's all you need to worry about.
Yes.
But next week, what we can guarantee you is that we will be talking about millennial junk. The top things your kids will throw in the garbage when you're dead.
Well, that's...
All of it.
Uplifting.
Yeah. Please, throw me in the trash, too. That's where I belong. Let me be with my people. So, that's next week. Come back for it. Subscribe to wherever you download podcasts from. And when you're doing that, no matter where it is, leave us a good review, too. That helps. If you can comment, even better. Talk about how great we are. Head to our website, too. It's freakaccident.com. That's letter A, freakaccident.com. We've got every episode we've ever done in the podcast section. We've got a couple t-shirts for you to buy in the shop. You can request free stickers in the shop section as well. Mm-hmm. And you can get links to us on social media, too, by visiting the Connect section. It's all at freakaccident.com. And, of course, that email for anything at all, or if you've got a problem, we'll solve it. Not Mickey, though, because she gives terrible advice.
Of course.
She'll just bully you for your problems, but we'll solve your problems. Freaks at freakaccident.com, or feel free to email us about anything else, really. That's all.
Yeah. Okay.
God help me. I hope I get some sleep tonight.
Yeah. Ride it out.
Let it ride. Let it ride the lightning. Let's go. For a freak accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
And then a freak accident happens.
All right, let's end out with the Spice Girls.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.